One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Betty and Father Barber in the living room of Jack's house.
Jack here, Betty?
No, he isn't, Father Barber. I thought he'd gone over to your place.
Oh, hasn't been to see us for several days.
Well, I wonder where he could be. He's acting awfully strange lately.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When you say it's a sure thing, that means you can't lose. And friends, that's what I want to say to you about Alka-Seltzer. When you buy a package of Alka-Seltzer, you buy it on the promise of your money back if you're not satisfied. That's been the guarantee on Alka-Seltzer for 20 years, and it's one of the most popular products of its kind on the market today. That means thousands upon thousands of families depend on Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from acid indigestion, headache, the discomfort of colds, muscular aches and pains. In more ways than one, Alka-Seltzer is a real family standby. Try it once. If you will, friends, I'm sure you'll never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Chapter 3, Book 79. Henry Barber steps outside the family home onto the upper terrace. He looks across the hedge at his son Jack's house next door. The lights of the upstairs bedrooms are just being turned out. That means it's 8 o'clock and that Jack's 6 little daughters have finally settled down for the night. Father Barber turns and peers reflectively out beyond his seawall at the lights twinkling in the evening mist which hangs over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. He sighs, hesitates a moment, and then turns and walks decisively toward his son's house. Jack's wife, Betty, is just coming downstairs as she hears Father Barber rap lightly on the front door.
Just a second. Be right there. Oh, it's you, Father Barber.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah, just ran over for a few minutes. Didn't want to ring the doorbell and disturb the children. All in bed, I suppose.
Yes, finally. Sit down, Father Barber.
Yes, yes. Jacked upstairs?
No, he isn't. I thought he might have gone over to your place.
Huh?
When I started to put the children to bed, he called up that he was going out for a while, and I just assumed he'd gone over to see you and Mother Barber.
Oh, hasn't been in to see us for several days now.
Funny. Wonder where he could have gone.
Oh, he might have walked over to the drugstore.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you came over to see me, or I'd have been here all alone. Nicolette went out with Paul tonight.
Teddy called and wanted to talk to him. She and Edward are down at Pacific Grove on their honeymoon, you know.
Yes. I'm so glad they were finally able to get away together. Did she say they were having a wonderful time?
Yeah, they're going to be a very happy couple. Very happy. Yeah, I talked to Edward for a moment, too. He regretted that they would have such a short time there, but Teddy has to get back to her duties at the hospital.
They don't give you very much time off in the Army, do they?
Elwood wouldn't be able to stay away now either. He's got his practice underway and he's beginning to do well, so he's quite willing to come back, I imagine. It's not the length of the honeymoon that determines the success of a marriage. It's what happens afterwards.
Sure is.
Yeah?
Sure is, I said.
Yes. Yeah. As I say, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Jack for 2 or 3 days now. Is everything going all right at the office?
Same old thing, I guess. Jack hasn't talked much about it lately. Mother Barber told us Judge Hunter came to see you the other night.
Yes.
Did he have anything to say about Jack?
Oh, we discussed practically everything. Oh, he's very fond of Jack.
Judge must be awfully busy lately. When I asked Jack if he'd talked to him since he came to see you, he said no. Said he hadn't talked to him for a couple of weeks. Seems funny to me when they're right down there together. Of course, I realize there are a lot of offices in a big firm, but Jack has his own cases to handle. But you'd think they'd take time to see each other at least once in 2 weeks. I tried to tell Jack he ought to make a point of having a friendly chat with the boss every so often. But he didn't like the suggestion very much. Don't you think I'm right about that, Father Barber?
Sounds like a very good suggestion.
Well, I'll wait till he's in a good mood and try it again. No use trying anything with him the way he's been lately.
What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know what's wrong with him. Comes home and he's out of sorts and impatient with the children. It's not like Jack, Father Barber. Like tonight. Wouldn't come up and read a story to them. Said he was going out for a while. I don't know if it's something I've done or...
Come, my dear. You know you haven't done anything. I wouldn't be upset on that score.
What is it, then? I thought I wasn't making myself attractive enough when he got home tired in the evening. So I got a couple of new little dresses last week so I'd look nice. But he didn't even notice. I might just as well have worn a sack. He acts as if he's miles away.
Well, maybe he had a hard day. Very often a man comes home from his office and his head is full of the day's activities and problems that he has to face the next morning. And he's inclined to be somewhat thoughtless. Fanny often complained about me for that very same thing before I retired from my business. You women have a great deal to put up with in us men occasionally, I'm afraid, Betty.
No, it isn't that I mind when Jack's tired or preoccupied. I know he works hard. I'm used to all those things. But lately, it's more than that. No matter how tired he used to be, I always knew he loved me and was glad to get home. Now he doesn't seem to want to be here. It must be me.
Bessie, I assure you that you are not the cause of whatever way he may be acting at the present time. Believe me, you are not.
Oh, Father Barber, it's sweet of you to say that, but you really don't know. Jack hasn't said anything to you about it, has he?
No. However,
that was our back door. Please don't mention any of this to Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack?
Yeah?
Father Barber's in here.
Okay.
Well, we'll see you. Oh, Jack. How are you, my boy?
Hi, Dan.
Well, I haven't seen you for days, so I came over this evening.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I wasn't here.
You cold, Jack?
No, it's a nice night. A little nippy, but I've been walking.
Been to the drugstore?
No, just walking.
All by yourself?
Yeah, sure. Why?
It's a little unusual for you to be doing that, isn't it?
I thought you might have gone over home.
Gosh, can't a fella take a little walk without it causing all this comment?
Yes, yes.
Of course, if the truth must be told, I've been out in my Rolls Royce calling on a Miss Vere DeVere who lives in a penthouse I've established her in.
Jack.
Sure, what am I going to do with all my excess dough? Might as well spend it on fancy living.
I don't think that's a bit funny, Jack Barber. I don't think it's funny at all. Night, Father Barber.
Yes, yes.
Gosh sakes, couldn't you tell I was kidding? What's the matter with Betty lately, anyway?
She seems to think there's something the matter with you.
Oh, well.
My boy, Judge Hunter was in to see me the other evening.
Oh. Uh-huh.
He told me about the disappointment you had recently at his office.
Hey, you didn't tell Betty, did you?
I've told nobody. Not even your mother.
Yeah. Glad you didn't.
I've been waiting for you to come and discuss it with me before I mentioned it to anyone to see exactly what you wanted said about it.
I don't want anything said about it, Dad.
Yes, yes.
Don't see why Judge Hunter had to come and tell you about it either.
He did it out of friendship?
Well, he might be a friend of yours, but he certainly isn't mine. He gave me a pretty raw deal, Dad.
He said he was afraid you felt very bitter.
Well, who wouldn't be bitter? Did he tell you what happened? Put this Lynn Jones in as a junior partner. Promoted him right over my head. A guy younger than I am, and I've been with the firm 2 years longer than he has.
Yes, yes. He told me all that, Jack, and I know it must be a keen disappointment to you. However, I...
Look, Dad, there's no use talking about it. It's done, and that's that.
But I think you should know just how Judge Hunter feels toward you. He himself wanted to put you in.
Oh, sure. That's what he tells you.
But I believe him, Jack.
Hey, Dad, if he wanted me, I'd be the junior partner right now instead of Lynn Jones. Hunter's the big wheel in that firm. He can have his way about anything he wants
to. But he explained that to me. He admitted that he could have overruled his associates, but he didn't think it was advisable for the good of the firm.
According to him, he wanted me and the rest of them didn't. Is that it?
Yes, yes.
Did he say why they didn't?
Well... In a way...
Oh, come on, Dad. It won't be any worse than what I've already had to take.
He said they didn't feel that you were mature enough to be placed in the position of a partner yet.
Oh, great. So they put in a younger guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Couldn't find anything wrong with my work, so they cook up this maturity gag as an excuse. Did he have anything to say about all the extra hours I put in down there? Knocking myself out to make good so I'd get this partnership? Sure, they forget all those things.
There'll probably be another partnership opening before too long. Then feel sure when it does, you'll get it.
Oh, look, Dad, I haven't any confidence in them at all anymore. Why, they all but told me when I got my raise a few months ago that I was a cinch to get a partnership the very next one that came up. You see what happened? No, I'm getting out of that office the minute I can line up something else.
Yes? You mustn't do anything hasty, Jack.
Hasty? Look at all the years I've been there, and what have I got to show for it? A lot of bills. I didn't mind as long as I felt this promotion was in the offing. That would have been the answer to everything Betty and I have dreamed of. Not only Betty, but the kids. Well, just today when I got home from the office, Mary Lou came to me and wanted a new pair of skates. Told her I didn't have the money right now, and she said, all right, Daddy, but will you get them when Judge Hunter makes you his partner?
Well, that was Mary Lou, you see?
I don't want you getting them for, Dad. I'm just trying to show you what this thing meant to us. For months, everything has hinged on it. Betty denies herself something, and I get this sort of feeling of shame, and she keeps saying, oh, it's okay, honey. The partnership will be coming up pretty quick, and our worries will be over. Huh. She only knew.
Don't you think you should face it, Jack? She should be told. She's your wife.
I can't, Dad. I couldn't look Betty in the face if she found out about it. And my kids. You think I'm going to go to them and tell them I'm a failure?
You're not a failure. You know that. So does Judge Hunter and everybody in that office. That was the thing he kept stressing, that you mustn't feel that.
Oh, sure. He's trying to ease the blow. I'm going to show him. I've already started looking around. I'll land something.
Yes, but in the meantime, I think that Betty at least should be told the situation.
Please let me handle this my own way, Dad.
But you can't keep it a secret for long.
All I want to do is wait till I can come up with something. If I can get a better job than I've got now with more money, then I can tell him. Betty, kids, the whole family. That way I'll still have my pride left. As it is now, I got nothing but an all-gone feeling inside. And it hurts, Dad. It hurts like the devil.
Yes, yes. I understand, my boy. I understand.
The Barbers will be back in just a minute. Right now, I want to take a few seconds to talk to you folks about the pleasant taste of Alka-Seltzer. I think this is mighty important. I don't know how it is with you, but when I'm feeling upset and uncomfortable with acid indigestion or a headache or both, my taste buds are a little touchy. I certainly don't want a bitter-tasting medicine. And say, you know, the minute I drop a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water and hear that good old fizz and see those bubbles spinning around, even then I begin to feel better. That's because I have confidence in Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when I drink that sparkling, pleasant-tasting solution, I know relief is on its way. Fast relief. Effective relief. Now, that's the kind of relief you want when you have acid indigestion or a headache, isn't it? Of course, I know it is. So, get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and try it next time. Will you do that? Here's the family again.
Hey, Betty, what are you sticking all over your face?
Wrinkle plasters. They're supposed to make your face smooth while you sleep.
You look like you've been in a battle.
I have been. Battling to stay attractive, so you'll notice me again.
Protect yourself and your family against vitamin deficiency with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. A capsule every day will guard against the letdown, all-in feeling that follows when you do not get enough of the essential vitamins, against vitamin deficiency disease that may develop. Don't take chances. Don't let lack of vitamins pull you down. Make taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules as much a part of your daily routine as eating breakfast. Be sure it's one-a-day brand, the vitamins with potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Betty and her 15-day diet. Chapter 4, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.